Senator Rosen, Representative Warren, members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. My name is Peter Lehman. I live in Thomaston. And as you all know, I am both a professional sociologist and a former inmate in our Department of Corrections. I spent a great deal of my time in prison tutoring and mentoring inmates, working especially on basic literacy and their GED programs. It's hard to convey how scary this is for them and how difficult and different it is for them to do this work. Generally, these are men whose experience in school was an experience of failure and shame and repeated shame. So it takes a lot of courage, sheer guts, really, for them to even try to change. And there really isn't much incentive. There really isn't much incentive. More often than not, inmates who are working on programs are taunted and harassed by both inmates and staff. I saw this, I heard this. It's not the route to popularity. I can remember being taunted on the way to a substance abuse program back in the old Thomaston Quarry, the Thomaston Prison Quarry, for those of you who might actually remember. I do. Very vividly being there. And the prison offers no incentive. Yet when inmates don't change, they come back to jail and they come back to prison. Most of them do. Chris's point about how you measure recidivism, I can tell you that absolutely. That's absolutely true. The further out you get, the higher percentage it is. And a majority, overwhelming majority of inmates in Maine come back, as they do elsewhere. And it costs us a lot of money when they come back. It costs us, of course, the new crime, which is horrible enough. But then, just to add insult to injury, it costs us money to feed and clothe them again. And we lose the taxes they could pay and the contribution they could make. And if they had only been able to do the work and to improve and change their lives. So this bill will give inmates an incentive to change. Positive reinforcement, as Joseph was talking about, is much more effective than negative reinforcement. It's not clear to me, having been an inmate, deterrence, that's the word I'm looking for, works very well. Certainly not inside the prison population. Most of the offenses that I saw were emotional. Anyway, so this bill gives positive reinforcement. In addition, what nobody's talked about is the fact that this bill gives corrections personnel, a new and very effective prisoner management tool. If you have a carrot, you can make people move. This is very clear that it's the best way to change and control behavior, and it's been shown to work in prisons. And in terms of the money, there are at least four reasons. The first is that better prisoner management saves us money, since the cost of controlling badly behaved prisoner is much greater than the costs of controlling well-behaved ones. It reduces recidivism, which saves us corrections money, as well as enhancing public safety. It reduces our corrections population, because if people don't come back, guess what? It reduces our prison population, thus reducing operating costs and reducing capital costs, because we might not have to build new ones, bigger ones. And fourth, those released prisoners become productive citizens in our community, thus contributing to the economy as well as paying taxes. I want to remind you once again that recidivism is already high and expensive in terms of money and human lives, including future victims. The right thing to do is to do everything we can, everything in our power, to help men and women get off the merry-go-round of criminality and become valued members of our community. That's what this bill attempts to do, and that's what I support wholeheartedly. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of LD 1415? In opposition?